ओम शांति। पिता श्री प्रेमा प्रभास लाइफ is such an elevated life and the life which gives inspirations to all of us and is also a guidance and a guideline to our lives. His life is like a lighthouse. Which guides us what to do, what not to do, a life which tells us all kind of instructions and directions. This is not about praising a person, but this is fact and truth. That for the whole of mankind, this soul is such a great inspiration. This is the reason that he is called the Brahma or the father of the all souls, because he has given the right and the true knowledge which inspires others to lead a rightful life. There are many virtues of the souls today. We will be talking about the topic related to others in Brahma Bhava. Supreme Father is always the one who is benevolent and who uplifts others. That's why he is called the Father of the Orphans. He is also called the one who helps others who are helpless. We praise Supreme Soul, we call him the one who gives happiness, the one who gives liberation, the one who guides others, the one who gives others power. Supreme Soul constantly showers power, bliss, peace, and constantly showers all these on all the souls. It's not that we have to beg and ask to the Supreme Soul and only then he gives. It's not like that. Because he is the merciful one. He has a very kind heart. He is the ocean of love. Brahma Baba, who became a medium of this Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, he also became such a benevolent soul equal to the Supreme Soul. What was the need for Brahma Baba to renounce everything that he had for the world benefaction? He surrendered is everything for the world transformation. Supreme Soul showed him visions. He could have led a very beautiful life which was filled with knowledge. But this heart which says that if I get bliss in my life, I have to donate it to others too. Others should also get the same kind of happiness and bliss. With such good wishes, Brahma Baba surrendered every single thing that he had. It's not just about the wealth and materialistic things that he surrendered, but he surrendered his whole life along with his family. Such a great surrender. A person does such a great surrender only when he realizes the truth, the real truth. Second, when he has the attitude to serve others. That's why Baba surrendered everything. So we learn from Baba's life. It is said that there are three ways to lead a life. One is to live, eat, drink, entertain yourself, do not care about what others are going through. The first category gives importance to their comfort. They live, eat, drink, but they do not care about others. They just live for themselves. The second category is to live and let live. We also should live, and we should let others also live. And there are such great souls which belong to the next category, that is to live for others. In the history of Bharat, there are many, many such great souls who led such a life. Brahma Baba was such an incognito soul who surrendered and renounced everything for the world's transformation, and throughout his life he sacrificed his time, energy, mind, intellect, actions, wealth to this task. This is the main reason why today there are many, many, many souls. We Rajyogi brothers and sisters who lead a life by seeing such great surrender in his life. A person surrenders in such a manner only when he has such a great attitude to serve others. With this knowledge and with this pure life and elevated knowledge, we have made our life happy and elevated. We were able to detach ourselves from many sorrows and waste thoughts. So in such a way, in such a condition, we won't be able to see the hurt and the sorrow of others. We'll feel mercy towards others. We also have this feeling that we also have to make others happy. That's why it's said in the path of devotion that merciful heart is the basis of the religion. So this merciful heart, or being benevolent towards others, whatever you say, This only if you have this, you can become a donor. The nature is also constant donor throughout the cycle, every single second. Nature is constantly giving. That's why it's said that the tree doesn't consume its own fruit, a river doesn't consume its own water. We, the human souls, use these nature products from the nature. So now, today, whatever we are, our existence, is with the help of many, many people's cooperation. So a person, however intellectual he is, powerful he is not because of himself alone. Today a person exists because of the cooperation from many, many, many sources. Constant cooperation from the nature, constant cooperation from the parents. If we get the guidance and sustenance from the parents, we keep on moving towards success and keep on learning in life. We are also dependent on the society, dependent on the cultures of the society. We are also dependent on the country. Today we are able to lead a proud life because of the nation that we are in. So we have to realize this constantly, that we are able to lead a life because of this contribution from many, many such sources. If you realize this, you won't go against your country. You won't be against your society. You won't go against your family. You will constantly help the family members. This realization, if you have this realization, only then you will be able to help others, be benevolent, be merciful towards others. You won't have pride or ego inside you. Brahma Baba, as soon as he perceived the truth, he realized the truth, he realized this constant concept, and whatever he had, subtle or gross, he surrendered everything that he had, subtle or gross, for the benefit of the society, country, world. Today, Brahma Baba became an instrument, and we are leading and following his steps. In the initial time, society was not able to understand this true knowledge, and the society opposed this knowledge. But Baba did not show any hatred towards the society. Baba neither reacted towards the society, but he followed God's direction and made mothers and sisters an instrument. Baba whoever were opposing in the Sindhi society during the initial days, he did not oppose anyone nor go against them. Instead, Baba constantly sent our dadis to such souls and helped them understand this knowledge. After 14 years of tapasya, Vijay Yajna Yajna. when this yajna was shifted to India, even in India during the initial times, in Punjab, Haryana, UP, Delhi, Bihar, Bengal, it was spread out in these regions, and they opposed from these regions too. And even in the newspapers, there were wrong things which defames Baba that was written in newspapers. But Baba said the dadis who were in different centers, Baba said, told dadis, the one who defames me is my friend. They do not realize the truth. That's why they are opposing. And the ones who defames Baba in the newspaper, they indirectly is doing service. So when they write wrong information in the newspaper, people come to the institute to check whether it's right or wrong. So there are many brothers who came to inquire about Brahma Kumaris, whether everything is right or wrong, so that they could realize whether if something is going wrong, they would go and oppose it with that intention that they came to the institute. But when they realized the truth that's happening, instead of opposing, they became a cooperative souls. So Baba had such a huge heart. Whatever the nature of the other souls are, Baba would constantly keep good wishes towards others. This was the virtue of Brahma Baba. Because of which dadis too learned this from Baba, dadis became an instrument in other areas. Dadis never hated the ones who opposed the institute. They neither feared others, but constantly cooperated and served others. Baba constantly would say that the boat of truth will shake but will never sink. They constantly had the feeling of good wishes towards others. But we brothers and sisters who have become Baba's children, at times, because of our Kaliyugi sanskars, we try to become an obstacle in the yajna. We try to act in a wrong way towards the instrument souls after being the children of Baba. We become an obstacle in Baba's task. Baba never rejected anyone. Baba did not ask anyone to leave. Why are you doing this? Baba did not ask this question. Yajna has been following rules and regulations, but never they had any kind of bad wishes towards others. Baba and dadis constantly gave good wishes towards others and gave good sustenance. I remember dadi, when I was doing service in Kansarovar, dadis would go to the Gyan Sarovar and look after everything that was going on, and would meet brothers and sisters, and in the cottage they would announce that everyone should meet dadi in cottage and take toli from dadi. Few brothers and sisters did not come to take the toli, some because of the service and some because of laziness. At last, that he would leave the tole and say, "Give this to the one who did not come for the meeting." I would say, Dadi, when you are giving directly, they are not coming. If they do not have the value, why should I give? So because of my small intellect, I say this to Dadi. Dadi said, "No, our task is to give sustenance. We have to give sustenance to everyone, even if they have value or not. But our task is to give the sustenance. That's why we should constantly give." So much of love and good wishes towards everyone in their heart they had. And they were so much responsible for their task, that their heart was really, really far-sighted. And the brothers and sisters who got surrendered from different areas, regions of the country, giving them feeling of being own in one family. It said in the path of devotion, one saint was taking bath and a scorpion took bite off. And then this sage took away the scorpion and threw it away. Scorpion came once again and bit the sage again. He was doing this repeatedly and the scorpion came back and was biting again and again. Somebody saw this and said that, "Why don't you kill the scorpion?" So the sage said that the scorpion is not leaving his task of biting me. Why should I leave my task of helping others and doing benefit towards others? We brothers and sisters are helping one another and living and doing yajna service. We should not keep weakness of others in our intellect or not judge others, and based on that behave according to this. We should not do that. We are elevated, knowledgeful souls, and the souls who are yogis. So we should understand one another and move forward in life. Because of this, feeling of benefaction, even in Murli, this feeling of elevating other souls and helping other souls, uplift other souls, Baba had so much of such attitude towards others, and Baba constantly used to think that let everyone move forward in life, how to uplift others in life. That's why Baba constantly gives new methods of service. When others would say the different ways to do new service, Baba would praise those souls and would describe about them in the Murli. So we should not just benefit ourselves, but we should follow Brahma Baba, and we should have two things in the mind, keep two things in mind, that how should I be complete and full, and how should I give the message to all the souls of the world. This is the result of Baba, that Baba had made us elevated souls, worthy souls. Baba has taught us knowledge and how to do yoga, what should our manners be, what our virtues are, how should we use all of these that we have inside. Baba has been constantly explaining how to do this and constantly gives zeal and enthusiasm in our life. That's why there are a lot of results that we're seeing today, that how much ever possible, we should constantly give the knowledge to all the nook and corner of the country, in all the villages, towns, cities and states. So we should not be self-centric and just focus on ourselves. We should not become selfish, but it's not about the feelings of world benefaction, but the action of helping others should be there, with the help of our body, mind, wealth. We should constantly try to uplift others. If we do that, we will feel so much content and satisfied that I have used the best of my life and we were able to help Supreme Soul, and we were able to do help in the world transformation and help mankind, and we will feel content that we were able to do something in life. So this natural happiness will be there inside. So we have to become the world transformers, world benevolent souls, and uplift others. Om Shanti.
Thank you.